This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A man who stepped outside of his truck to photograph Teton National Park's famed Grizzly 610 right beside the vehicle said he knew what he was doing and it was okay because he knows the bear. The incident took place during a bear jam caused by 610 and her cubs. Jeffrey Tipton of Jackson, Wyoming posted photos on social media of Grizzly 610 next to his pickup in a May 30th post in the Facebook group Toyota Tundra Nation. Tipton's post says, "So this happened. That's my SR5. That's a grizzly. Yes, I got out of my truck next to a grizzly to take a pic of a grizzly next to my truck. She wandered off peacefully. Beautiful animal and truck. For those familiar with Grand Teton National Park, this is Grizzly 610. Tipton's post set off a string of flame comments accusing him of being foolish and disrespectful of wildlife and Teton Park rules. National Park rules require visitors not to engage with wildlife and to stay at least 100 yards away from predators like wolves and bears. The full length of Glacier National Park's scenic Going to the Sun Road is open to motorists for the 2023 summer season, marking the road's earliest opening since 2005. Last year, the road fully opened on July 13th, matching the latest opening on record. Visitor services at Logan Pass opened on Tuesday as well, but some popular trails remain closed. The Highline Trail and a portion of the Grinnell Glacier Trail are closed due to hazardous snow conditions, and the Hidden Lake Trail at Logan Pass will be closed until August 7th from the Overlook to Hidden Lake due to bear activity near the lake outlet while fish are spawning. Reservations are required for motorists now through September 10th between 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. at all west side entrances to Glacier National Park, including at North Fork, Camas, and West Glacier. Advanced vehicle reservations are exclusively available on recreation.gov and not available at the park. With Going to the Sun Road fully open, the number of vehicle reservations available will be increased in the corridor. Additional car reservations will be made available each morning at 8 a.m. MDT. Montana's largest newspaper publisher, Lee Enterprises, will slash the Missoulian to a three-day publication. Lee Enterprises said the change reflects how more of the news-reading audience relies on digital formats instead of printed newspapers. Starting July 11th, editions of the Missoulian will be printed on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and the newspaper will end delivery from paper carriers and go to mail delivery by the U.S. Postal Service. Online readers will still have access to a daily e-edition every morning, 7 days a week. The Helena High School Business Professionals of America computer science team described the computer game they created, which won second place in a national competition at the 2023 BPA National Leadership Conference, as a little man harpooning around. But the game named Harpoon Guy is more complex than it sounds. It's an infinitely and randomly generating game with a full custom physics system where the player is harpooning to climb as they're being chased. If caught, it's game over. The only score is how far a player gets. The high school computer programming team started developing the game 2 months before their deadline prior to the national conference, meeting routinely after school for a few hours each week. Foster Smith is the one senior on the team, along with high school juniors Titan Russell, Caden Price, and Nolan Verrill. Foster wrote music for the game, created the procedural generation and target aiming. Russell created the art. Verrill worked on the user interfaces and pulled all the pieces of the game together. Price did the physics system, which was no small feat. Most of the team has been on the computer science side of BPA for 2 years. To qualify for the national competition, teams had to present what they created, and the top 10 teams around the country advanced to nationals to show off their projects. Besides the game, the students competed individually in computer programming languages. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.